And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 24th of May, 2014. 1626, on this day, Peter Minuit bought the island of Manhattan from the Lenape Indians. He did not give them trinkets and beads, as the legend goes. He paid them in useful things: cloth, kettles, axe heads, drilling awls, worth about 60 silver Dutch guilders, which school children have been taught was worth about $24, but actually worked out to around $72, or the equivalent of about $1,000 today. Given the price of New York real estate nowadays, that represents about a 17% increase in value. In his History of New York City, George Lankovich maintains that Peter Minuit bought the island from the Canarsie Indians first, but they didn't live in Manhattan. They lived out on Long Island, and so he had to buy it over again from the Lenape. It's the birthday of the novelist Michael Chabon, born in Washington, D.C., 1963, who grew up loving comic books and then started to write his own. And when he was 10, wrote his first short story starring Sherlock Holmes. Went to graduate school at the University of California, Irvine. Wanted to be a writer, so he wrote a novel as his thesis. One of his professors sent it off to an agent, and Chabon got a nice advance. The novel came out, The Mysteries of Pittsburgh. It was a bestseller when it came out in 1988. It took him a few years to do his second book, Wonder Boys, 1995, another bestseller. And then Chabon decided to go in a new direction. He had found a box of comics which he'd saved from childhood. He opened it up, the smell came pouring out, and he set out to write an epic story about comic book creators in the 1940s. It was The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay, a novel that moved from the ghetto of Nazi-occupied Prague to the bohemian nightlife of New York City. And it's the birthday of the poet Joseph Brodsky, born Leningrad, 1940. He was publishing poems by the age of 18. When he was 23, he was charged by the authorities with malicious parasitism, sentenced to 5 years in a Siberian labor camp. Went back to Leningrad, tried to make a living as a poet, kept getting in trouble with the authorities, and in 1972, the KGB put him on a plane to Vienna. He was taken in by an American professor of Russian literature, introduced to W.H. Auden, who helped secure Brodsky residency in this country. He got teaching positions, and in 1987, won the Nobel Prize in Literature. Here's a poem for today by Gregory Janikian, So Much of the World. So much of the world exists without us. The mountain in its own steepness, the deer sliding into the trees, becoming a darkness in the woods, darkness. So much of an open field lies somewhere between the grass and the dragonfly's drive and thrum, the seed and seedling the earth within. But so much of it lies in someone standing alone at the edge of a field with a life apart, feeling for a moment the plover's cry on the tongue, the curve and plum of the apple bough in limb and bone. So much of it between one thing and another, days of invitation, then of release and return. So Much of the World, a poem by Gregory Janikian from Dear Gravity, published by Carnegie Mellon University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.